Hello, San Francisco. My name is Richie Greenberg, host of the What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor podcast. It's episode 4 of What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor. Thanks for joining me. It's the swearing in, the immediate directives from day one. It's November. Election day has come. Voters have spoken. Ranked choice voting calculations have concluded. And candidate for Mayor Richie Greenberg has been declared the winner of the race for Mayor of San Francisco. My policy proposals, along with the realization no other candidate for mayor would dare tackle City Hall head-on to the degree and the depth which I promised. And that became the impetus to voters to elect yours truly to the city's chief position. You see, I'd be elected not because of how I look, or my clothing, or my skin color, or my orientation, nor my particular voice, or where I grew up. It's because I promised to stop the uncontrolled spending spree under current Mayor London Breed, to not use taxpayers' money in a giveaway in a racially based manner, to be colorblind, to reward merit, and to encourage excellence, to bring San Franciscans together, not to segregate, and to cut off irresponsible exploitation by many nonprofits. So between this coming November's election day to the swearing-in ceremony for mayor, which is the first week of January in 2025, there will be a palpable air of shock and dismay, not by residents, not by mom-and-pop shop owners. They're cheering the pending exit of London Breed. But the dismay would come from the status quo bureaucrats cruising along with the most favored status. The heads of nonprofits also would lament they've been receiving piles of cash for their using as they've liked for many years. They lament, they're panicking, they sense the party's over, they're facing the music that the Breed administration is packing up and exiting City Hall. So now it's January 2025. Fast forward to the inauguration day at San Francisco City Hall, which is abuzz with preparations to swear in the new mayor. I'm there. I'm at City Hall preparing for my inauguration. I'm excited. It's a kind of nervousness. My friends, family, colleagues, advisors, supporters, my transition team, local media, all gathering for the ceremony soon to start. I have loved ones at my side, and yet the most important person for the moment, which is about to begin, it's not just me, but my assistant, who's got in their possession a simple, unremarkable briefcase. You're wondering, what's in this briefcase? And now the time has come. Introductions are made, blessings given, applause, gratitude, and prayers. A few quick stories and anecdotes are told. There's smiles, laughs, promises, and then a hand raised, an oath accepted, and cheers. It's done. The 46th mayor of the city of San Francisco is now officially in office. Let's reflect for a moment. This podcast, What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor? It has outlined my views over the last episodes, and now it's the culmination of analysis, policies, and promises which are coming together. This episode outlines my immediate executive directors and declarations, my policy. Mayors have the right, the privilege, and the authority to create an executive order, their directives. And that's exactly what I've promised voters to do on day one in office once sworn in as mayor. Back to inauguration day, I've taken my oath of office. I'm joined by my assistant with the briefcase. So sitting down at a desk, we open the briefcase together and take out a set of decrees, my executive directives, orders based on the promises I've made on the campaign trail, promise to be signed the moment I am sworn in as mayor. I have numerous pens on hand to sign the stack of orders. These executive directives are meant to immediately stop further waste and unaccountability and bias and greed by the previous mayor's administration. Essentially, I'm shutting off the fire hose to rein in the unconstitutional giveaways and programs, to quit rewarding nonprofit organizations who failed us over and over without limit or without control. San Franciscans need to move forward to feel better about ourselves in a city plagued by mismanagement and gaslighting and distractions from within City Hall. Just a little side note, I will make the following directives and statement policy available as a PDF download since they are extensive. So here we go. Executive directives. There are numerous outdated, problematic, and damaging policies which have been created by or supported by previous San Francisco Mayor London Breed over the last 6 years. And there are many which predate Breed as well, and they must be addressed. We as a city cannot move forward as long as City Hall continues to fund and support programs and agencies which all but embolden status quo corruption and the misuse of taxpayers' funds. The issues of public safety and the unsustainable budget are my top priorities, along with the unconstitutional and biased policies, and therefore the following executive directives are to be issued. Number one, I'm ordering the reduction and cancellation of funding for the Human Rights Commission, 75% initially reduction, and canceling all funding for race-based programs, including the Dreamkeeper Initiative and the Office of Racial Equity. I'm canceling or reducing funding for the Office of Racial Equity, which will in fact be closed. Positions eliminated, office to be investigated. The Dreamkeeper Initiative will be eliminated, positions eliminated, and the program investigated. All city commissions, departments, agencies, which have been employing DEI and have a diversity officer, there will be a 100% funding cut to specific DEI employee and officer positions, and positions eliminated. The San Francisco Department of Health, 50% reduction in its budget, with further cuts pending civil and criminal investigation. The Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing, 75% reduction of its budget pending civil and criminal investigations. Safe injection sites, all programs and employment positions are canceled completely with state and federal civil and criminal investigations. The whole concept of housing first and harm reduction, 75% reduction in the budget, in the funding, pending review and possible entire program cuts for all organizations, departments, and agencies. Competitive bidding on contracts is required, so no bid contracts will be investigated and canceled. So now for policy declarations. I declare the housing first model to be a failure, and we as a city must and will move forward towards addiction treatment and counseling, recovery, abstinence, and then returning homewards. Taxpayers will not fund enablement of addicts to partake in their substance or use and vices, nor will the city allow funding for individuals to remain on the streets and in tents to continue to take illicit substances. I declare DEI and equity a racist, bigoted, and segregation failure. All citywide departments will remove their DEI statements and will be prohibited from adopting race, religion, gender, orientation, national origin as consideration for employment, appointments, promotions, and contracts. I declare Vision Zero a failure despite years of funding and fruitless efforts. We must create a new vision which encompasses a shared responsibility for safety by and between vehicles, public transportation, bikes, and pedestrians, and an altered and changing traffic engineering. We must include law enforcement and citations as priority. I declare the obvious that merit wins, excellence matters. Success and achievement must be a goal, and the city moves forward with great minds and the best ideas. As for housing production, the argument over YIMBY versus NIMBY, it actually must be a reasonable hybrid. California State's mandate to build 82,000 units is not based on credible post-pandemic projections or analysis. The city will not abide by state mandates until such time as those reports are revised and housing needs are proven. The stress and conflicts caused by those mandates from the state are irresponsible and divisive. We must build housing where and when necessary and not under the threat by the state. Unlawful, unconstitutional awarding of funding will be identified and clawed back from offending organizations and their officers. Renter protections are important, as are protections to landlords, especially small property owners. The city's population is aging, yet there seems to be no urgency to accommodate. The city shall realign priorities to prepare for an aging, physically challenged population, including provisions for private transportation, which means cars. I will relieve of their employment a list of department heads and commission heads from the MTA, Department of Public Health, Homelessness and Supportive Housing, the Human Rights Commission Director, several police commissioners, and more will be identified. And finally, I will create blue ribbon panels. I will create a panel that is tasked with investigating racially biased funding and contract awarding. I will create a panel that is tasked with identifying all NGOs, nonprofit organizations, CEOs, and staff that are involved with drug treatment, homelessness outreach, DEI, and racially based policies. I will create a panel that is tasked with creating a list of all cities' no-bid contracts. I'll create a panel that is tasked with identifying all ad-backs. And I will create a panel that is tasked with identifying all nonprofit organizations which are grant-making. These are my executive directives. I thank you once again for joining me, Richie Greenberg, on What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor? I look forward to being with you again shortly.